And the number one reason is because being a disciple is not a one-time event. It's a continuous journey of growth in step in relationship with Jesus. And together as a denomination this year, we are focusing on hope for continued growth in working towards being healthy church. And when we focus on the hope venue, there's two words that get thrown out all the time. The words are intentional and inspirational. And when we talk about being intentional, we're not talking about just planning an event. We have the honor of doing something so much more exciting than that. We are creating an entry point for others to join in worshiping with Jesus. And when we talk about inspirational, we're not talking about being entertaining or appealing to people. We're talking about entering a flow of being formed in worship with the Trinity. So we're not just celebrating God, we are preparing for a personal encounter with him. And this isn't a new conversation that we're having together as a denomination. We hear Paul write to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 14, and he doesn't use the words intentional and inspirational. He uses the words decent and orderly. And I'm just gonna read verse 26 to you. It says, "My friends, when you meet to worship, you must do everything for the good of everyone there. That's how it should be when someone sings or teaches or tells what God has said or speaks in another language or explains what the language means. So why are we here? We are here to move forward together in step with the Spirit. And we are here to reflect and create intentional time to leave here with intentional steps towards having more inspirational worship services. Because the thing is, if we're not intentional, we can fall into habits, our own preferences, and we want to do what's good for everyone there, what's good for the people God is calling us to love, that he's inviting us to join in ministering to with him. And so we have some resources here for you just to kind of frame our time together today. Everyone received a participant guide. I don't know if you've had time to go through it yet. If you are a planner like me, you would like to know the schedule so you know what to expect. I cannot function if I don't know what to expect. So if you're like me, you can look there. Also on the left-hand side, you'll see a welcome letter that kind of explains what I just went over. And then there are note pages for each session. So kind of the flow of the first half of our day is we're gonna have someone speak for their session, and then we'll have time to debrief together as a table so we can hear not just what's good for us or what our personal opinion is, but hear from all the voices at the table, how is the Spirit leading us together as a group? And then we'll have a debrief time with the presenter, and then you'll have time to personally reflect and think about what am I being called to do? What's my next right thing? And we'll kind of just go through that. If there are questions that come up that maybe don't align with the questions that are being discussed or something that we don't have time to follow up with, we have a Q&A time tomorrow, and we have a parking lot set up. So if there's a question at the end of the session that you just need more clarity on, grab a post-it note. If you see those white poster board looking things over there, just stick your post-it note there and we'll address it tomorrow morning during the Q&A. I want to give us time to kind of create community so that we can debrief for the good of everyone at our table. And so I'm just going to give you 10 minutes. I know we're really good at fellowshipping. I just want you to address these two questions. All right, what's your name and your church home, and share your foundational voices. So creative, connector, nurturer, you know, we've been spending a lot of time with that. And then if you're listening to the people at your table, you can think about, oh, okay, what are the rules of engagement for this person? How can I best honor this person? So I'm gonna set my timer for 10 minutes, and just, because I gotta keep myself on track too, and I'll give you 10 minutes to just get to know your table a little bit and address these two questions. Thank you.